Psalm 77, a psalm for those feeling forsaken of God. Asaph says, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice. He says in verse 2, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My sore ran into the night. My soul refused to be comforted. Dear Christian, sometimes your soul will never be comforted by men. Though they try with words to comfort you in your discouragement and your depression, sometimes men cannot comfort you. Sometimes your soul refuses to be comforted. I remembered God, he says in verse 3, and I was troubled. Remembering God sometimes can bring trouble to the troubled mind. It can make it worse when we feel as if God has forsaken us. Something that should have brought him great comfort, God, the fountain of all good, did trouble his thoughts. Just thinking about God. Poor Christian, feeling deserted. You know, we should always pity a man like that and never speak harshly to those who feel forsaken of the Lord. We should have compassion for them. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, he said. He said, thou holdest mine eyes waking. Sometimes he could not sleep. Sleep was kept from him. Sometimes our sleep is taken, and God doth keep our eyelids open and not let them sleep. Anxiety fills our hearts, and we are afraid. Dear Christian, seek the Lord. Do not fear him at this time when you are kept awake. He will comfort your soul. Do not be afraid of him. He loves you, and it's for your good. He holds them open. Do not resist him, but submit to him. In verse 4, I am so troubled that I cannot speak. Sometimes the heart is so full of trouble that words cannot come out of our mouths. Remember the days of old. Remember Job. For 7 days he sat with no words after his affliction. So we too sometimes will sit with nothing to say, but grieve and commune with our own heart. He said, I remember the days of old. I remember God's work. I commune with mine own heart. He examined his heart. He examined it. It says in the next verse, I made diligent search. He looked, God, is there anything in me that causes such sorrow and pain? And then after examining his own heart, he started to ask questions. He said, will the Lord cast off forever? We may well nigh slip into a hopeless state while feeling forsaken, but don't give in to it. He asks, is his mercy clean gone forever? He asks this question. He starts to look at these questions. He cries out to God, is it gone forever? Doth his promise fail evermore? Is God finished with me? Am I all done? Will I be consumed by this grief and horror and sadness? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Well, after examining those words, he comes to his senses, because in verse 10 he says, and I said, this is my infirmity. Oh, Asaph said he was looking through his own eyes that were filled with infirmity. I will remember. He starts to change, though. He says, I will remember the works of the Lord. I will surely meditate on all thy works. In verse 11, he says in verse 12, and talk of all thy doing. Now Asaph's thinking is changing to be the glorious dealings of God with his people. He says, who is as great as our God? Now he starts to praise God. Thou hast declared thy strength amongst thy people. Thou doest wonders. The waters saw thee and were afraid. The waters of his affliction saw God that nearly drowned him. He said, my own affliction was afraid of God. He ends the psalm with God's voice of thunder speaking and God's leading of his people. Remember, soul, when you are in that state, remember, think of God's goodness to you, not the badness and the discouragement, the depression that you're going through, but think of the goodness of God. Remember the former days of God's good dealings with you. Sometimes, Christian, God will try us like he did good Hezekiah, the king. He left him so that Hezekiah might know, so God might know what was in Hezekiah's heart. He left the good king to try him with those Babylonian ambassadors, and he may do the same to you, but trust the Lord, he is faithful.